Department of Education training video features biology teacher saying ovaries produce eggs, not women. By Paul Bois on April 27, 2022. A viral video from Lips of TikTok on Twitter appears to show a trans-inclusive biology teacher in a Department of Education training video saying ovaries make eggs, as opposed to women. According to Lips of TikTok, the video came from a training session with the Department of Education wherein teachers discussed using more trans-inclusive language for children K-12. This trans teacher says he teaches inclusive language like not everyone who produces eggs is a woman. The official U.S. Department of Ed is promoting these ideas, said Lips of TikTok. The trans teacher in the video apparently identifies with he/him pronouns and goes by the name Sam Long. According to Long, a teacher in the classroom needs to be a stickler for inclusive language in any conversation, and especially in the content that we teach. Long then listed a series of examples in biology where certain phrases would be reduced to a more exact language in order to coddle trans and non-binary students. One example, saying ovaries produce eggs instead of women. A lot of textbooks, a lot of existing teaching will say, well, women produce eggs. Males are more likely to be colorblind. The mother carries the fetus for this many months. And some ways that we can show our support for trans and non-binary students just to clean up that language, be more precise. We can be more accurate and be more inclusive. So I would say, no, it's not women that produce eggs. It's ovaries that produce eggs. That's accurate, that's precise. We're acknowledging that not all women produce eggs and also, not all egg producers are women, for example. Long also directed people to the website genderinclusivebiology.com, which purports to support all students by adapting existing biology teaching to grow a gender-inclusive curriculum. According to Fox News, a Department of Education spokesperson didn't dispute that Long made the comments during the training session while insisting that curriculum is determined at the local level. These comments were not made by the department or a department staff member. As is stated on our website and in federal law, the department does not dictate curriculum and those decisions are best made at the local level, in engagement with parents, families, educators, and local school communities, the spokesperson told Fox News.